WSRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is delivering a primetime address on Iran this evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time from the Oval Office. Ahead of Wednesday's speech, President Trump made another rhetorical U-turn over the Iran war.
He's posted online claiming that Iran's president had asked for a ceasefire. One thing to note is that Trump referred to this president as the new regime president. Iran has the same president that's had the entire war. That's Masoud Pezeshkian. Meanwhile, Iran itself is saying that these claims by Trump online are, quote, false and baseless.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. White House correspondent Greg Clugston will anchor live coverage of President Trump's address to the nation tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on many of these same stations. A U.S. reporter who was kidnapped in Baghdad was known for pursuing gutsy, low-budget assignments.
American freelance journalist Shelley Kittleson was often working without formal assignments on shoestring budgets, heading to lawless corners of Iraq. On Tuesday, surveillance video shows her being forced into a car by two men on a busy Baghdad street. Iraqi security forces chased them and caught one. U.S. officials say Kittleson had been told there were kidnapping threats against her, and they believe she was taken by Khatib Hezbollah, an Iran-linked Iraqi militia. Friends and fellow journalists say the 49-year-old, who was originally from Wisconsin, built an admirable career across the Middle East and has always been gutsy. I'm Julie Walker.
Four astronauts embarked on a high-stakes flight around the moon, humanity's first lunar voyage in more than a half century. It's the thrilling lead-off in NASA's push toward a lunar landing in 2 years. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 224 points. This is SRN News. Latin American voters see a role for religion in government, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
There are looming presidential elections in Brazil, Colombia, and Peru, and a new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that in each of those nations, about two-thirds of voters say they want a president who will defend their religious beliefs. A similar percentage in each country also say they believe the Bible should be the basis for their laws. And even half of non-religious people tell Pew they feel the same way. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Chicago Bulls have cut guard Jaden Ivey after he criticized the NBA for promoting the LGBT agenda. Ivy called the league's devotion to gay pride unrighteous in a post on Instagram, adding, "They proclaim gay pride on billboards and in the streets, so how is it that one can't speak righteousness?" Bulls coach Billy Donovan says Ivy's comments don't reflect the values of the organization. This is SRN News. Hershey's is going back to basics.
Hershey says they're shifting back to classic recipes for all Reese's products starting in 2027 after the grandson of Reese's founder criticized the candy company for switching to cheaper ingredients.
You've got peanut butter on my chocolate.
In a public letter published on Valentine's Day, Brad Reese says he bought a bag of Reese's mini hearts and found them inedible. He accused the company of diluting the flagship brand and abusing consumers' trust by introducing new products but replacing the original ingredients. Reese's peanut butter cups have stayed the same, but a small portion of Hershey products, like mini Easter eggs, are now made with a coating that contains less real chocolate. I'm Jennifer King.
Scientists at Johns Hopkins University are creating virtual replicas of patients' hearts so they can test how to fix a life-threatening irregular heartbeat before treating the real organ. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.